New Bartlesville girls basketball coach Talby Justice with us. Bartlesville High School making that announcement yesterday. First off, coach, congratulations. And if you could, just kind of walk me through what led to you making that decision to come over to Bartlesville.
Well, first of all, thank you for the interview and the opportunity to talk to you guys. I appreciate it. And, you know, I'm really excited about the opportunity to be the head girls coach at Bartlesville. The people that I've come across so far have just been outstanding. The administration of the school, you know, I was able to talk with some parents, other coaches of different programs. Everything appeared to me to just be top-notch people, and I just think that's a great starting point. You know, I know that there's been a great history for the girls basketball there in Bartlesville, and you know, I just want to get in there and get these young ones going, and you know, as quickly as we can, see if I can't get some kids hooked on basketball like I am, and get them to love the game and build that program from the ground up and make it the best 6A girls basketball program in the state.
Yeah, and that kind of leads me right into my next question. You're obviously aware of where the Lady Bruins compete in the Frontier Valley Conference, and I guess you've had a chance to kind of look at what they've done. It's kind of been a roller coaster last few years. Had some big-time success in the early 2010s, fell off a little bit, came back, had a state appearance 40 years ago, and then, of course, have been under 500 the last 2 years. Where do you kind of see where that program can fit into the Frontier Valley Conference and 6A basketball at large?
You bet. You know, the Frontier Valley Conference is the premier 6A conference in the state of Oklahoma. You know, I previously had the opportunity to coach the University of Texas at Arlington, recruited some kids from the conference. You know, Taryn Milton at Owosso, young lady came down to play for us there. I know the strength of the conference. I know, you know, what they're you know, what's in front of us. I have no no doubt that with time and you know, paying attention to details and making sure that we play to our strengths, that I truly believe that we can get Bartlesville right in the mix, and you know, to build that and get those kids confidence in their hearts is my number one job. I got to build their confidence. I got to get their heart, and I believe that if we can accomplish those things as a coaching staff and as a school, and it's really hard to not be, you know, very, very successful when those things all start to come together. And you know, character is a huge part of that. And again, just kind of going back to what I said earlier, the people that I've come across are people of character, and I think that that's a huge part of that community. And if those young ladies are coming from that, then I'm ready to get a hold of that and see what we can turn again, just get Bartlesville back where it needs to be.
I know you're from Pawnee, and obviously had been in Texas for 7 years prior to coming back and being at Pawhuska, which is just 30 minutes or so to our west. But what kind of impressions do you have of the city and the high school from before kind of the interview process? What kind of stuck out into your mind about Bartlesville?
You know, it's top notch. I mean, when I pulled up to the school, I just couldn't believe how beautiful of a campus that that you guys have. I'd never been there before previously, so it was. There's a little bit of a wow, you know, when you pull up there and see everything. The facilities are outstanding, and it didn't take very long to ask around and drive around with my family and to just understand that man, there's a lot of pride there, you know, and there's a lot of people that support that school and the programs within it. And man, I just think that's a great starting point, you know, and I'm ready to take that foundation and build something great off of it.
First few weeks here, next months, I know that you just kind of officially got the job yesterday, but what do you think the next few weeks and upcoming couple of months will look like for you as you kind of make that transition?
Well, you know, I got to get to know some of the staff, coaching staff that's in place, strength conditioning coach, and then first and foremost, I got to get to know them girls, and I've got to, you know, just teach them what the expectations are going to be, and kind of lay the groundwork of what our foundation is going to be based off of, and I know that that doesn't just happen overnight, that that's a process, and it's going to take us some time to lay that foundation and to understand the standards and the expectations of being a Lady Bruin. And I know, first and foremost, just getting to know some people. I think that that's a big thing. And then, you know, I'm already looking at summer schedule. You know, I got to get with the coaching staff and kind of see how we want to split things up with a program of that size. There's no way that I can do everything that we need to do in and of myself. So I've got to make sure and get my staff in, and we got to divvy some things up and decide where we're going to go and get these kids playing and teach them, you know, some of the foundational things of, again, of what we're going to do on the floor, you know, defensively and offensively. And, you know, it's just the beginning. And really, it's about laying a foundation for our culture, laying a foundation for what we're going to do on the floor, getting us coaches all on the same page, and then getting things scheduled out to go have some experiences within all of that.
Obviously, we cover Pawhuska, too. You spent the last year over there with the guys, had a lot of success, ended up making it to area. If you could kind of reflect on your time with the Huskies and what that last year meant to you.
And I had a extremely athletic group of young men and really, really good young men at Pawhuska. We went 15-5. We beat three state tournament teams, but we didn't end up getting to the state tournament ourselves. We fell short of that, and I know we were all disappointed in that. You know, it was a special year for me because I'd spent the last 9 years, you know, coaching college women's basketball. Always had a desire to coach my son. I played for my dad and felt like I learned a lot having that opportunity to play for him and to see him lead. And I just wanted my own son to have that same opportunity. So, you know, I was given that chance and tried to make the most of it each and every day and grew close to these young men and the junior high boys there. You know, they're all really good kids and definitely kids that I'm going to miss. But had a good season and there's always sadness whenever you make a move. But I feel like my excitement for the future is definitely in place and I'm ready to get going.
And you have a daughter too. Does she play basketball?
Yeah. She'll be a freshman. And I'm really excited about having the opportunity to coach her as well. That's added bonus.
So was that a little bit of a factor perhaps too, wanting to coach her?
For sure. Yeah. I would love to have the opportunity. You know, I'm so excited about having the opportunity to coach her and, you know, see her make the friendships and everything that'll last forever. And that's the thing about a great culture within a basketball high school team, college team, you know, it's about establishing a culture where we all really enjoy each other and have a lot of memories that'll take us throughout the rest of our lives. And I hope I'm the kind of coach that when these girls get married, that I'm invited to their weddings, and when they have their kids, that I'm on that text message list to tell me that, man, they've just had their first, or, you know, however that plays out, those important life events. I hope that I have the kind of relationship with them that they remember me.